Okay, so picture this, right? A world where robots, they're not just, building cars and factories, but like they're assisting with surgeries. They're serving you coffee, maybe. Maybe even like have lab-grown skin. Get a little creepy. But that's what we're diving into today, the rise of humanoid robots. And to help us navigate this, we're using this really cool online resource called Fabric. Have you ever heard of this?
Yeah, I've heard of Fabric. I've seen it. I haven't gotten a chance to really dig in, though.
So it's like this digital museum of tech, right? You can trace like the whole evolution of robots from, the silver screen, like sci-fi, all the way to the real world, which I think is so cool. And like the coolest part is it's not just for like, tech geniuses. It's like anybody can go on there and look at this stuff.
So cool, yeah.
And we're going to be looking specifically at the Humanoid Robots Collection. And that goes all the way from 1927, can you believe that, to today.
Wow.
And it starts, this is interesting, it starts with Metropolis from 1927.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Do you remember that film?
Yeah.
So this really early sci-fi film, it actually kind of predicted some of the stuff that we're seeing today in robot design, which I think is fascinating.
Yeah.
Like that robot Maria, I don't know if you remember.
Yes.
Her design has influenced so many robots. It really shows you how fiction kind of lays the groundwork for reality,
Absolutely. And that connection between, like you said, science fiction and real world innovation, like that's a thread that we see throughout Fabric. I think one really interesting example is Optimus,
Oh, yeah. Okay.
which is Elon Musk's robot. And the name itself is a nod to the Transformers character. So again, that fictional world inspiring real world development.
Okay, see, I think that's so cool. It's like pulling these robots straight out of our childhood
Right.
and just dropping them into reality.
Right.
But Fabric doesn't just like, catalog robots. It also analyzes like the impact of them, which I think is really interesting. Like one example, Grace, the robot nurse. Have you heard of her?
I have, yes.
She's designed to help combat senior isolation. So she's a really great example of how robots are moving beyond theory, right? They're actually impacting our lives.
And Grace's case is interesting to me, because it highlights the potential of robots to address real-world challenges, societal
The
challenges.
aging population, right?
Yes.
Increasing demands for caregivers. These are all things robots like Grace could help us work through.
Yeah, and it makes you think about like the future of caregiving, right? And not just like the practical side, but like the emotional side, because we're talking about robots that are providing companionship, that are fulfilling like a human need for connection, which is wild. So this is something that I found really, really interesting about Fabric. They use these things called augmenting keywords, and they use them to kind of like analyze the development of AI and robotics. And some of these words are like creating, feeling, bonding. They even use the word living. What do you make of that? I think what's fascinating there is it's not just describing their capabilities, like what they're capable of doing, but it's how we are starting to understand them in relation to us, right? What makes us human? And so as we create these machines that can mimic human action and maybe even emotion, I mean, it really does force us to confront like what are those definitions?
Yeah, it's like we're holding up a mirror to ourselves.
Exactly.
Almost.
Okay.
It's a little creepy, but really cool. So, okay, but what does the future hold for humanoid robots? Like, what does Fabric say about where we're going?
Well, it hints at some pretty wild possibilities, honestly. You're talking synthetic humans. You're talking really advanced AI. I mean, there's some stuff in there that seems like it's straight out of science fiction, but it's becoming more real.
Right. So it seems like the future is, it's full of potential, but it's also, there's some big questions that we have to answer.
For sure. And I think that's where Fabric plays a really important role because it gives us this framework for, having these discussions, right? For navigating these uncharted territories and encouraging us to think critically about the implications of these advancements. This is like impacting humanity as a whole.
Yeah, and I think what I like about it is it's like a roadmap to the future, but we still get to choose where we're going. It's not like predetermined,
Yeah, right.
So the next time you see like a robot on the news or, maybe it's one with those like crazy realistic lab-grown skin,
Right.
remember Fabric.
Yeah.
It's a good reminder that we still have time to, to make choices about this stuff. The future's not set in stone.
Right.
And, maybe skip the coffee from a robot, at least for now.
Yeah, I think I'm going to stick to human interaction for that for a little longer.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me too.